This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Let's see how much we can do in 15 minutes. We're going to let the Lord speak through His Word. You see, we know where He speaks. That is in His Word. That is why I've named this radio program WGOD. It's the call letters I would have if I owned my own station. And if they were available, unfortunately, everyone can't have the same call letters, but that's what mine would be, all right? WGOD. Right here where I'm broadcasting now here this morning, it's WMIE 91.5, and then the slogan is Today's Modern Worship. I certainly would love WGOD, all truth, all the time, because when you're in the Word and when you just follow what the Word says, like that old Latin phrase from 500 years ago, sola scriptura, that is the Word alone. We're not going to base our salvation and the Christian faith solely on tradition and the tradition of men, because men err. Men make mistakes. Men are sinners. We can't follow the traditions of men. Though Paul did say, stick with my traditions that are handed down to you. That is from the apostles who were eyewitnesses to Jesus Christ. You and I are to follow the Bible. Let's follow the Bible and do what that says, and then we will not err. Because the Bible is error-free and perfect and is without any mistakes. That is the original Word of God. Now, we're in here, Revelation chapter 15. We're looking at verse 2, and we left off yesterday, looking at how to get to victory. Revelation 15, 2 says, I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, that's the Antichrist, over his image, that's the icon, the image of the beast. Remember, they're going to make this thing. It's a modern day, my understanding and guess would be, it's a modern day Frankenstein monster. Or some people like to call it the Terminator. If you've ever seen those movies before, think about it, how unstoppable the Terminator was. That's what this image is here, icon. I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. Now, we left off here looking at yesterday how to have the victory. That's what I want to look at today. I want to look at how to have victory over the image. Now, there's an old adage that's very true, and it is this. If you want to know the future, you have to go to the past. That's what I want to do today. If you're able to turn with me, if not, listen in as I read Daniel chapter 3. You see, people in the past, very few amount of people, the people and the children of God, and in particular, three particular people had the victory over the image in the past. That's what I want to look at here today on WGOD Radio, Daniel chapter 3, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, which is in the province of Babylon. And the king sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, administrators, governors, counselors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces, they gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And then a herald cried aloud. This is verse 4, Daniel 3, 4. To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages. Now this is a prophetic thing. This is going to be commanded again here someday. And I believe someday soon, let's listen to the command. That at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, that you will fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship the image will be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, should fall down and worship the image. And whoever does not fall down and worship will be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Well, there are certain Jews who you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then King Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Then the king spoke to them, saying, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and if you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you will be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. Verse 18, Daniel 3:18. It says, But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Are you able to say that? God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. But if not, we still won't do it. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you threaten me with. Whether or not you're going to film me for the whole world to see and put a knife to my neck, God is able to deliver me. And I believe he will deliver me. But if not, we still won't do this. We still won't bow down and worship this image that you've set up. Then, verse 19, Nebuchadnezzar was full of rage, and the expression of his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more hot than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the fire exceedingly hot, the flames of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men fell down in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then, this is verse 24, Daniel 3:24, then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. He rose up in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "Yes, O king." "Look," he says, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." What an awesome thing. This is 500 years before Jesus Christ. Now, maybe you say, well, they probably just changed that, or that's a mistranslation. Or maybe you say, well, my translation doesn't say the Son of God. It says a son of the gods. Well, guess what? If you go back to the Greek Old Testament, the Septuagint, which they found in the Qumran caves 250 years before anyone's ever heard of Jesus Christ, if you go in and read the Greek Old Testament, it has the form of the fourth is like Hoios tou Theou, which means this, the Son of God, not a son of the gods, but the Son of God. The message to you is when you hold on to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and not give up, not turn your back on him, refuse to bow down and worship the image, a fourth man is going to go with you in the fire, and his name is Jesus. Same thing happened to Paul when he was about to die. He said, "The Lord stood by my side." I personally believe that's literal. I believe that when you go through the fire, when you refuse to bow the knee to Satan and hold on to Jesus Christ, all those who persevere to the end will be saved. He says, when you do this, when you make this stand and refuse to bow down and worship the image, that the Son of God will go with you through the fire as well. I believe that. 500 years before anyone's ever heard of the Son of God, he went with these men through the fire. Even the pagan kings saw it. I see fourth man loose, who's like the Son of God. Let me encourage you today, friend, as you're going through the fire and find yourself going through the fire. Maybe you're going through a fire right now. Maybe a terrible struggle or personal struggle. Maybe you're going through the battle of a lifetime. Maybe it's with an addiction. Maybe someone dear to you left you or passed away. Let me encourage you today that someone will go with you through the fire. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." That's a promise. The Lord keeps his promises. None of his promises will ever fail. If you're going through the fire, or when you go through the fire, the Lord Jesus promises to go with you. Here we see those that have the victory over the image. How to get the victory over the image? Trust in God. Bow the knee to him only. Wait on him. Let him deliver you through whatever you're going through. And the Son of God will go with you through the fire as well. We're out of time. We'll be back again next time. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. And I thank you for joining us here
today. Thank you for listening today.
Thank you, Ray. You're listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE Radio. Moving on along here with our spring fundraiser here, 14 minutes after 7, getting ready for Andrew Womack coming up in 45 seconds. Just want to remind everyone, this is day 3 of our spring fundraiser. The good news is we're just a couple $100 away from $20,000, which will bring our remaining balance to raise up at $10,000. So if you'd like to help us with our spring fundraiser, if you've given to the station in the past and you're going to renew your pledge once again, this is a wonderful time to do that. You can call me here at the station this morning, 321-632-1000. Andrew Womack coming up, East Coast Christian Center coming up right after that, 632 1000 is our phone number.